cats out there. It's so appropriate. They had, they decided the birdhouse is just beautiful. And when I rode in this morning, it was a little bit of liquid sunshine coming down. And it is so nice to see that. And I tell you, that crepe myrtle that was placed in there, I know when I walked in, I'd make a mention. I said, Paul always liked crepe myrtles. Down at his house in Virginia Beach, my brother was a 26-year retired Navy veteran. Just served his country well. He was very proud of that. And down in his house, when I always go down, he had those crepe myrtles over there, which they bloomed so beautifully down there in the Virginia Beach area. He was so proud of them. And he liked birdhouses. And this morning, when the little bit of rain was coming down, I thought, boy, that'll really help the planting of that crepe myrtle, because you can water it all you want to, but it's nothing like the good rain that God gives on a new plant that goes in the ground. That plant was special because I'd heard they were going to get a plant, and my friend Kerry Knowles down here, Knowles Produce, he and I went to first grade together in Franconia Elementary School. We've been friends for a long time. And a couple of weeks ago, they came out and dug a hole to put the plant in. And I've planted plants before and trees. Folks, there was a hole out there that was this big around. And it was a good 35 inches deep. We had to put stuff over to make sure we didn't lose anybody up there on concert night. And I'm so glad when it went in, because that is a mature crepe myrtle there. That is not just a small plant. That's mature crepe myrtle, thanks to Kerry and all. And I thought this morning, with the rain coming down on that birdhouse, how appropriate it is, because with the crepe myrtle, you'll see blooms and you'll see life. It'll bring a smile to your face. And that birdhouse, it'll bring warmth. And it'll bring a dryness, protecting you from the elements. And I hope that in the springtime, a little family finds a home in that birdhouse. So it's just kind of nice this morning for that little bit of moisture coming down. Ladies, I appreciate it so very much. You could not have made any better choices. Last week, I know Ted had my picture taken with Noreen out there, and I think she was influential in choosing that birdhouse for the ladies. And just once again, thank you so much for the love that you show me. Right along with that, today, for the next few minutes before we go outside and do a dedication on those items, which I think is wonderful, and if it's still raining a little bit, somebody cover over Ruby's hair. That's the only thing we got to do. That's the only thing that's got to happen. Before we do that, we're all going to take part in the reading of the scripture that we're going to use. In just a moment, I'm going to have you turn to the sixth chapter in the book of St. Matthew, and I'm going to read a couple verses. And in just a moment, we're all going to recite the Lord's Prayer together. But before we do that, we have a special number, I hope, don't we, Vicki? Okay. Huh? Is it ready? Oh, we've got time. Don't worry, these people, they are so tickled when I preach short. I'll tell you, they don't like that. You know, they want a partial repayment back, just part. Go ahead, Vicki. Share with me. Okay. Eyes on the Sparrow. Wow, that's a what a great hymn. What an appropriate birdhouse song, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Amen. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. So Jesus taught us and told us to pray in this manner. Join with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading your word today. Open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes here, God, to reveal the truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey. Man, did you hear that? Woo! That don't get you excited, I don't know what. Amen. There was a family, sat down to the dinner table, and it was just the father and it was just the daughter and the son there because Mom was away. She was visiting, helping out on a sick relative. And so the little girl, she sat down in her mother's chair. Little 7-year-old Annie and her brother was a little bit older than that. He wasn't too excited about the arrangement. He kind of resented it. So he says, well, I guess you're the mother today. So he says, okay, if you're the mother, what's 9 times 14? And immediately she looked at him and said, ask your father. The scripture that you recited begins with our Father. Our Father. I'm amazed about a God who I can approach on a one-to-one basis. I'm amazed of an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving being that I can call my father. I know it's going to shock you, but I played golf this week. And the fellow that I was in the cart, people always said, what are you going to preach on Sunday? So I kind of gave him a little hint. He said, oh. He says, you know, he says, I grew up in a rather ritualistic church. He says, and it wasn't until later on in life that I really got a hold of what you're going to use for your homily. He says, I just love it when it begins because it starts out with that phrase, our Father. And he said, I never knew what it meant to have the opportunity to just speak to God personally the way I was raised. He said, it is so important and it means so much to me. It is wonderful when you get that validation of what you should be opening your Bible to today and the way that you should be sharing our Father. It begins with our Father. It begins with our relationship, knowing who He is and knowing who you're not. The basis of all sin is simply just, I want to do it my way and leave God out of the loop. We've all been guilty of that. But God so richly and so warmly loves us. Give us this day our daily bread. Give who? Give us. He didn't say give me. Said give us. I have a responsibility for those and to those around me when they are hungry and in need. It can be a hunger of the stomach, but it can also be a hunger of emotions, a hunger of frustrations, a hunger of not just simply knowing where to turn. Trust me, I serve one who is there to feed. To feed my body, and more importantly, to feed my soul when it needs feeding. People get frustrated. I get frustrated. Tough weeks, things going on, different things come about you, and you just find yourself just a little. And sometimes you just don't feel like it. That's when God is ever so near. Even times when you don't feel like He's close by, that's when He is the closest. Hear them amens? Yay, 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 amen. Man, I've got one supporter out there. Only one doesn't want a rebate on that offering check this morning. And I believe that it's the times that you are struggling the most. It's the times when you just don't feel like it. When God loves you the most. Hear people say, you know, I don't pray anymore because I just don't feel like it. I don't go to church anymore because I just don't feel like it. It's the things that you do when you don't feel like it sometimes mean the most. It is that task that God will lay upon your heart. You have that, boy, I need to go over there and do that, but I just don't feel like it. That's the time when God is going to bless that effort that you put into it more than any other, when you don't really feel like it. Heard a story about a writer who went to a concert. And he kind of sat towards the back of the auditorium, and just before the curtains opened, he sat down by an elderly gentleman, and come to find out he was a grandfather that had a young man who was singing tenor in the choir. And he says, you know, my grandson is a good singer. You're going to love hearing him. That curtain opened, and that choir just sounded wonderful. And the grandfather kind of nudged and says, boy, he sounds good, doesn't he? And the writer said, you know, he said, I strained my best, my hardest, but I could not pick out his voice out of all the other voices in that choir. He said, I knew, though, without a shadow of a doubt, that that grandfather could hear his grandson. And you know, that's the way God is with me and with you. You have all this stuff going on. There is all these things going on in life and all this. But God listens to you individually. He's able to tune in to the things that you need. He is able to hear through all the stuff, all the things that go on. And He hears your need in perfect pitch and harmony. Oh, it's exciting. When I was young, we had a dog. Dog's name was Pancho. Little teeny dog. Chihuahua. Big people always get little teeny dogs. I say we had the dog because in all honesty, we did not have the dog. My mother had the dog. We were allowed to be in my mother in the dog's presence. One day, I will never forget sitting at home with my father, my mother going to the grocery store. We lived in an old house out there that had a gravel driveway. How many can relate? Talk to me, you know what I'm talking about. And that dog, Pop said, watch, just watch, just watch. That dog knew the sound of my mother's car when it would pull into that gravel driveway. He says, now you just listen. You just pay attention to this. He said, when I pull up my pickup, that dog, he don't come to the door. He don't get up off the couch. He don't do anything. But you let her pull in that driveway, and that dog's up, and it goes to the door, and it's there. Wait. So happy to see my mother and to fully upset my father. Because that dog was in tune to the one who fed, who gave the treats, who showed the love. My Heavenly Father loves you and He loves me. It's amazing to feel the love that we felt here today. Matt and I know we are so blessed to be here with the folks, Terry, with Vicky, with Gidi, with so many people that help out in so many ways, and we all feel the love. But friends, it is our challenge to love you in return, and that is such a joyous thing to do. A fellow walks into the house, and there's five children there, and he goes to the littlest one, says, honey, says, and she was so excited to show her dolls and to talk about her doll collection. He says, well, which one is your favorite? She says, well, I don't want you to laugh. And he says, well, no, I would never laugh. So she went in the back room and she pulled out this doll, and ugliest doll you've ever seen. Didn't have any hair on his head. The nose was broken, one ear missing. And he didn't laugh, but he did say, well, I'm kind of curious why that's your favorite. She says, well, she's because this doll is broken. And if I don't love this doll, nobody else will. I have people that come to me and they are broken. They are going through struggles. They are going through challenges. They are going through things that just, wow, just sometimes gets a hold of your heart. And you just don't know. You don't know what to say. Rick, sometimes I don't even know what to sing to them. But the only thing I do is I tell them about a father that you can call upon. You can call upon. Who will love you unending, unceasing. He will show a true love. Will take care of those, that brokenness, that suffering, that pain. Thank you, folks at Mount Calvary here. And if anybody would like their, if anybody would like their refund, please see Charles Simmons after the service today. I felt like I've been in God's house and I've been blessed by His Holy Spirit. And I felt you have too. Thank you for the gifts. And I'm going to pray, and we're just going to, anybody that feels like it, come on. I'm curious to see and hear what Miss Ruby has to say, and get those umbrellas ready. If I want to see Miss Ruby's hair just as dry as it is when she steps out that door. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house. We have felt your Holy Spirit, God. You have blessed us. You have blessed us. And God, we know that although we're undeserving, you sent your Son to die upon a cross for the shedding of that blood for the remission of our sins. And we thank you for that. We thank you for each one taking part in the service today, for Brother Matt bringing that prayer so beautifully and sharing from his heart, for Vicky using her talent in that wonderful rendition of His Eye Is on the Sparrow. Oh, thank you, God, for the class, for Miss Ruby's class, for their generosity, for their warmth, but most of all, for their love for you, God, and the way that they simply come out of that room expecting something good from you every Sunday. So, Heavenly Father, we know that at certain times are broken and we stumble, God, and we thank you for loving us, because if you didn't love us, many times nobody else would. So, Heavenly Father, allow us to go our separate ways, give us safe traveling mercies, and be with the folks outside as they have this dedication. We ask this all in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen. Are we going to head on out there, folks? I'm so glad I'm a part. We'll see you outside.